Good morning. Today is Monday, November 16th, the 29th of Marcheshvan. We are on page 215 in the Art Scroll edition of Mesilas Yesharim. He's discussing Sina, Nikima, and Netira. Hating other people, revenge, bearing a grudge. And he discussed on page 214 that it's well known that Nikima, revenge, means to not do something good for somebody or to do something bad to them in response to something they have done to you. And Netira means that you do something nice, but you bear a grudge. That even though they did something bad to you, you are willing to do something good for them. So you're still harboring that resentment. Page 215, Lufi. Lufi shahayetzar holech umartiach es halev, vakesh tamid lahaniach, lefachos eze roshem o eze zikaron min adavar, vim lo yuchal la'asher zikaron klal yishtadel la'asher zikaron muat, yomar darach mashal la'adam, im tirtze liten la'ish hazeh, esa shed lo ratzahu la'ses lechak shenitzrachta, Lefachos lo titneu b'sever panim yach. He says the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is constantly inflaming the heart of a person about to remember bad things that were done to him. And the Yetzer Hara is always seeking to preserve at least some trace, some recollection of the matter. It doesn't let us get over things. And if the Yetzer Hara realizes that it can't preserve an intense recollection, it'll try to preserve a minor recollection. So the example of Mesilas Yesharim says, if a person is going to do something nice for somebody who's harmed him, the Yetzer Hara will say, okay, fine, you're doing something nice. You have to do it with a smile? I mean, do you remember how he treated you? L'fachos lo titneo b'sefer panem yafos. Oh, imein charotza laharalo. You don't want to do something bad for revenge. L'fachos lo seitiv lo tova gedola, v'lo tisayeo siyo agadol. Don't do something big, something nice for him. Oh, im tirtze gam l'sayeo harbe. If you're going to do something nice for him, L'sayo harbei, you're going to do something, provide some kind of major assistance. L'fachos lo ta'aseo b'fanav, at least don't do it in front of him, in his presence. Don't give him that honor. Olo sashuv l'ischaperimo li'os lo l'reya, and certainly don't become his friend. Imachalta lo shelo tere'elo lo yev dai baze. If you forgave him and you no longer appear as his enemy, you're yotze. V'im gam l'ischaperimo tirtze, you want to join him and be his friend? At least, don't show him the same degree of affection as before. He says there's many similar tactics among the strategies of the evil inclination, which strives to seduce the hearts of people. Belishum hefresh, kamocha belichilukim, belitach bulos and mizimos, kamocha mamish. He says that's why there's one big klal when it comes to mitzvahs ben adam lechavero, and that is v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Love your neighbor as yourself, love your friend as yourself. When it means yourself, without differences, without distinctions, without ruses, without machinations, exactly as yourself. And this would be a good example. If you had done something wrong to somebody else, and you asked mechila, and they accepted it, You would want them to be able to hit the reset button to whatever extent possible. And that's how you should treat other people. You should be able to put aside your anger and put aside the resentment and not bear a grudge and not hate them and not try to get revenge in any overt way or in any subtle way. Continuing, page 217, Ulam Hashvuos. What about oaths? He says, anybody who is not a hedyot, a simpleton, understands the gravity of saying Hashem's name in vain, and say a shvua with Hashem's name. But yesh od eza anafim ketanim, shafal pisha ena min hachamurim yoser, al kol panim ra'u l'mishi yirotze li'os nakili shamer mehem. We're talking about nikios. In Zahiros, you stay away from Shavuos. You stay away from using God's name in vain. Nikias is a higher level. That means you stay away even from all the branches and all the permutations of this Isser. V'huma sha'amra amar Rabbi Lazar, lav Shavua v'hein Shavua. No is a Shavua, and yes is a Shavua. Amar v'amar Rava, v'huda amar lav trei zimni, v'huda amar hein trei zimni. That's if he said no twice or yes twice. V'chein amru, v'hin tzedek she lav shalchat tzedek v'hin shalchat tzedek. It means your word needs to mean something. It doesn't matter that you didn't promise, that you didn't formally swear, that there was no written affidavit. If your no should mean something and your yes should mean something, your word should mean something. And in Nikios, a person at the level of Nikios goes beyond just a formal shvua. It means anytime you say anything, you keep your word. Your word means something. He says there's a terrible ailment called false speech. And we will continue that tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.